thinking about my man tonight.
Uh-huh. I ain't worried about my girl, alright?
All you ladies leave your man at home. The club is full of ballers and their pockets full grown. And now you fellas leave your girl with her friends. Cause it's 11:30 and the club is jumping, jumping. Ladies leave your man at home. The club is full of ballers and their pockets full grown.
Inviting you to the Sauk County Fair, now through Sunday. This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg.
Max FM, WRPQ.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, in a letter to his caucus, says he met with President Biden last night and relayed concerns from lawmakers about his path forward as the nominee. The president hitting the campaign trail today in Michigan for an event. Jury deliberations underway in the federal corruption trial of Democratic Senator Bob Menendez, accused of taking bribes for information to aid Egypt. ABC's Aaron Katursky is in Lower Manhattan.
There were more than three dozen witnesses who testified over the last 2 months here. There are 18 total charges, three defendants, so that's not a recipe for a quick verdict. On the other hand, the jury has been listening to all of this for 2 months now.
A judge dismissing a bankruptcy case involving former Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani. It clears the way for creditors to seek money owed, including two former election workers that a court found Giuliani defamed earlier this year. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
According to Richland County authorities, a 73-year-old Casanova man died over the weekend after a rollover crash that happened in Richland County. Deputies responded just before midnight on Sunday to the intersection of State Highway 58 and Lost Hollow Road for the one-vehicle crash. Immediate medical care was provided to the 73-year-old driver identified as Donald Hanko, who was the only person in the vehicle. Casanova EMS took Hanko to a hospital where he later died from his injuries. A 41-year-old Portage resident is facing 16 felony charges after law enforcement found more than $375,000 worth of illegal drugs in a Portage apartment complex. Officers executed multiple search warrants to the 900 block of Clem Street in the city of Portage. Along with the drug charges, the Portage resident is also facing three misdemeanor charges, including domestic battery. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Sitting comfortably warm today with high temperatures climbing to the mid-80s. Mostly sunny skies dominate and hold steady through tomorrow. That is, until the evening, where showers and thunderstorm chances swing on by, and some of them could be severe. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, 85 degrees.
99.7 Max FM.
Pinned to my wall, an image of you and of me, and we're laughing with love at it all. Look at our life now, all tattered and torn. We fuss and we fight and delight in the tears that we cry until dawn. Say I'm a
Little Thompson Twins, 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. We are live at the Sauk County Fair, and what a perfect time to be at the fair on a Friday afternoon with beautiful summer weather. Nobody right now, if you're in the office right now answering emails, I highly recommend you just put the laptop down and slam it shut until Monday, okay?
That's it.
I mean, that's it.
Gorgeous.
It's Aaron here at the fair with David Grant in the background. Maddie over here. And we're in the Big Red Circus Wagon here at the midway of the fair.
First time in the Big Red Circus Wagon.
I think I tried to get here last year, but there was, I don't know, there was some other obligation.
There was conundrums. I know I wasn't out here very much last year either. We were moving Max to college.
Oh, that's right.
So it was really hard to get out here in the midst of all of that and trying to be back and forth to Milwaukee. So it feels good, though, to be back on a regular basis this year. This is part of the allure of Bearaville. I mean, how many other radio stations get to say that they broadcast live from a circus wagon at their county fair? Not many. I would challenge any in the country to say that.
I don't even want to think about it because it's not even worth my time thinking about, to be honest with you.
But do you want a little story about this wagon?
Sure, please.
So this was not actually a wagon used so much for the circus. It was a food wagon at one point, but this particular wagon was actually used in the movie Waterford Elephants. Yeah, so this is part of the all of the different, I can't even think, inventory, I guess you could say, that they have over at Circus World. And they just haul it out here every year. They let us use it. And we've been doing this for 7 years now from the circus wagon.
What? Look at the history. Should I be IMDBing this? I mean, this is like a real big deal
big
here.
I kind of wish Scott O'Donnell was here from Circus World. He'd like, oh gosh, he knows it all off the top of his head. He can tell you the year this was manufactured. He could probably tell you where all the boards came from, in fact, as well, and where they actually found this wagon. It's crazy. If you think I have knowledge, you should hear them.
One of the things that I just love about fairs in general, and one of the things I love about Wisconsin, is that the fair is the cornerstone of our communities through the regions that we live in. Whether you're on the east side of the state, the north side of the state, right here smack dab in the middle, the fair brings everybody together for a chance to escape the realities of the day-to-day. Families are having fun. We're riding the rides. We're trying new foods. I mean, it's just a perfect place to gather and have some fun, especially with great live entertainment.
Absolutely. And we have all sorts of things going on right now at the Sauk County Fair. So let's tell everybody a little bit about what they can do this afternoon. I don't even know what time it is here. It is 4:10 in the afternoon, which means BATS, or Badger Area Technical Society, is allowing you to build a birdhouse or a toolbox over at the 4-H Pavilion for absolutely free. Then at 5 o'clock this afternoon, Wisconsin Fairest of the Fair will be here, and Alice in Dairyland is also going to be over here at the Sauk County Fair. That's at the Fame Stage in the Commercial Building. Now, the coolest part about that is Alice in Dairyland, this is actually one of her first stops. She just took over as the reigning Alice just a few days ago. So this is one of her first stops in for her new reign this year. The Exotic Show over at Jay's Egg and Turf Show Arena is going to take place at 6 o'clock. Now, that includes a costume contest. Have you ever seen a goat dressed up, Aaron Carreno? That is the question.
I am about to.
It is a sight to behold, and it is so much fun. So I encourage everybody to get over there for that. And then, of course, tonight at the grandstand is the Badger State Tractor and Truck Pool. Adults just $20, kids 6 to 12, $10, 5 and under is free, and the pit passes for that, only $30, so you can be right down there with the action.
Now, normally I would say a little birdie told me this, but in this case, because we're Max FM and we're at the Sauk County Fair, a little mouse spinning cheese told me that we possibly have an opportunity for our listeners to see Randy Houser.
Yes, absolutely.
And so what do they need to know to go see Randy?
So easy. Dave and I said it earlier. We're easy here at Max FM. Take that however you want on a Friday.
Da-dun-dun!
All you need to do is come over to the Big Red Circus Wagon right off of Washington Avenue, right next to the free walk-in gate, right across from the Midway. You can't miss us. Come over here, take a selfie, and bonus points, you get us on your phone for perpetuity after that, unless you really want to delete us. You take a selfie, and we're going to hand you a pair of Randy Houser tickets for tomorrow night at the grandstand. So that's all you have to do.
Easy as pie. Okay, well, we're going to come back. We're going to play a little music. Sound good?
Absolutely.
We are live right now at the Sauk County Fairgrounds. In the big, beautiful red circus wagon, and come on by, say hello. Let's kick off the weekend together. Billy Joel on Max FM.
Showed you a statue, told you to pray. They built a true temple and locked you away. Ah, but they never told you the price that you pay. The things that you might have done, only the good die young. Send up a signal, I'll throw you the line. Stained glass curtain you're hiding behind never lets in the sun. Darling, only the good die young. Whoa, 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 whoa. I tell you, only the good die young. Only the good die young. You got a nice white dress and a party on your confirmation. The sinners are much more fun. You know that only the good die young.
that only the good die young. Tell you, baby, you know that only the good die young. Only the good die young. Only the good, only the good die young.
'90s and more.
Love Jack.
You say.
Oh, tainted love.
99 Max FM.
Yeah.
there by the record machine. I knew he must have been about 17. Strong, playing my favorite song, and I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me. It's all the same. So I'll take you home where we can be alone. And next we're moving on. He was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on. He was with me.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant, Mandy Jones, and Aaron Crenno broadcasting live from the Sauk County Fairgrounds. All right, we're going to make it easy for you to win Randy Houser tickets. You just need to walk up to the Big Red Circus Wagon and say, I heard you guys have Randy Houser tickets. We'll hook you up with a pair of Randy Houser tickets for Saturday night. Can't be any easier than that, right, Mandy Jones?
Hi, I was talking to people.
Oh, Randy Houser tickets.
Oh,
we just
got
to walk up and say we heard you on the radio. It's that easy. We're going to make it
absolutely.
Easy.
Absolutely. We're going to make this super easy because we have some tickets to give away. We want to get people in the grandstand to see that amazing concert. So, yeah, we're going to make it super easy. And here's why. Because. I feel like we need a drum roll or something. Can hear that. But we have Monster Truck tickets. So we've got Monster Trucks coming to Wisconsin Dells next weekend. And we have packages for families to go to that Monster Truck event. Now, here's the thing, though. We're not going to give you a chance to win until after 5 o'clock. So you got to be listening for your opportunity to win. And it's going to require you to get photos of something here on the grounds. Okay?
That's all we're going to tell you right now. That's all we're going to say. I'm going to tease just a little bit here because we just found out that I will actually be in a monster truck next Saturday, Matty Jones.
Yes. You and Wendy.
Yep, and I'm not driving the monster truck in case anyone's curious.
Yeah. You're just going to be there. You're going to be there, and you're going to be, like, hanging out with the monster truck, taking a photo, sitting in it, doing maybe some Facebook stuff. Maybe riding in one.
So we will do a Facebook Live next Saturday from the Dells Motor Speedway, and we will be out there. So Max FM is going to be up there. It's going to be awesome. And no, I've never been in a monster truck before, so it's going to be very interesting. I'll probably scream.
I can fit in a wheel.
I know.
I could fit in a wheel of a monster truck. I'm pretty sure I could fit in a wheel.
Wendy just heard this, by the way. She didn't even know about this. She just texted.
Surprise, Wendy!
Hi, Wendy. This is nothing new. Wendy's used to how these things roll. So, yeah, she said, oh, good gravy. Something along those lines. We'll keep it PC for radio. So, so Randy Houser tickets, just walk up to us. Say you heard us on the radio. We'll hook you up with those. After 5 o'clock, we'll announce how
Unless
you can
really
win.
Unless you really want a selfie with us.
Yeah, you can still have a
We're
selfie
sweaty,
with us.
We're sweaty, but we'll be happy to take a selfie with you if you really want to go that route. We'll be happy to do that. So make sure you come over to the Big Red Wagon just off Washington Avenue. We're right outside the walk-up gate, right across from the Midway. You can't miss us, and tell us you want those tickets. And then remember, after 5 o'clock, we're going to tell you how you can win tickets to go see the Monster Trucks next Saturday in Wisconsin Dells at Wisconsin Dells Speedway.
All right, so we're going to have a look at sports, and then we'll have MC Hammer coming up on Max FM.
Max FM Sports.
The Brewers have three more before summer vacation starts. Good afternoon. I'm Doug Russell with sports. We start on the diamond where the Brewers are home this weekend. Coming up tonight, it's the Washington Nationals in town for the final three games before the All-Star break. Freddy Peralta will pitch against Jackson Rutledge tonight. Game time is set for 7:10 at American Family Field. Now, the Crew enters the weekend with a five-game lead in the division over the second-place Cardinals, who host the Cubs tonight. Also in the Central, the Pirates play the White Sox on the road. The Reds host the Marlins. The story of yesterday's Brewers game, Pirates rookie Paul Skeens. He got a bit of news today when National League All-Star Game manager Torey Lovello named him the All-Star Game's starting pitcher. The All-Star Game itself is next week Tuesday in Arlington, Texas. In the Midwest League tonight, Beloit hosts Cedar Rapids. The Timber Rattlers host West Michigan. And tickets have gone on sale for the October 5th hockey game between the Chicago Blackhawks and the St. Louis Blues at Fiserv Forum. This will be the second time the Blackhawks call Milwaukee their temporary home. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM.
Can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. Music hits me so hard, makes me say, oh my Lord, thank you for blessing me. When am I too wild and too hyped? It feels good when you know you're down. A super dope homeboy from the Oak Town, and I'm known as such. And this is a beat you can't touch. I told you, homeboy, you can't touch this. Yeah, that's how we living, and you know you can't touch this. Look at my eyes, man, you can't touch this. Yo, let me bust the funky lyrics. Touch this. Fresh new kicks and bands. You got it like that. Now you know you want to dance. So move out of your seat and get a fire girl and catch this beat while it's rolling. Hold on. Pump a little bit and let them know what's going on. Like that. Like that. Pull a little mention. Don't fall on back. Let them know that you're too much. And this is a beat they can't touch. Yo, I told you. You can't touch this. Why you standing there, man? You can't touch this. Yo, sound the bell. School is in, sucker. You can't touch this. Give me a song, a rhythm, making them sweat. That's what I'm giving them now. They know. You talk about the hammer, you're talking about a show that's hyped and tight. Singles are sweating so fast, I'm a white boy.
touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. Break it down. Stop. Have a time.
It's true.
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me. Saying get back together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room. I realized it's all my fault but couldn't tell you. Yesterday you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it, now I want to hoodwink. Does it make you stop, think? You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the chalet Swiss. I like the sushi, cause it's never touched a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Big like Leanne rhymes, because I'm all about value. Bert Kemper's got the mad hits. You try to match wits, you try to hold me but I bust through. Gonna make a break and take a pick. I like a stinking ink and shake. I like vanilla, it's the finest of the flavors. Gonna see the show cause then you'll know the vertigo is gonna go. Cause it's so dangerous, you'll have to sign a waiver. Can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, well you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of taking off my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Threw your arms in the air and said you're crazy. 5 days since you tackled me. I still got the red burns on both my knees. It's been 3 days since the afternoon. You realize it's not my fault, but I'm only too soon. Yesterday you'd forgiven me. And now I'll sit back and wait till you say you're sorry. China, the Chinese chicken. You have a drumstick and your brain stops sticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on. With all our maisons. I hope the smoking man's in this one. Like Harrison Ford, I'm getting frantic. Like Sting, I'm tantric. Like Snickers, guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. Okay, I don't make films. But if I did, they'd have a samurai. Gonna get a set of better clubs. Gonna find the kind with tiny nubs. Just so my irons aren't always flying off the backswing. Gonna get into my Sailor Moon. Cause the cartoonist got the boom anime babes to make me think the wrong thing. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of losing my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Dropped your arms to the sides and said I'm sorry. 5 days since I laughed at you. And said you just did just what I thought you were gonna do. 3 days since the living room. We realize we're both to blame, but what could we do? Yesterday, you just smiled at me. Cause it'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. Still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. Bridge my stadium home of the Robbie.
'80s, '90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's Aaron here at the fair as we wrap up the work week. And you know what a beautiful day it is today. It is the middle of summer. It is the fair. We have David Grant here. We've got Maddie hanging out, taking a little water break.
Thank you for bringing the water, Aaron. Yeah, that was much you. Needed. We appreciate it. It's a little warm in the circus wagon, isn't it?
You can call me the water boy.
Yeah.
I don't quite look like Adam Sandler, yeah, but you know
but
what I mean.
It's close. Yeah, no. So, hey, you hooked us up, right? So, football has been very, very... Oh, wait.
So, we're right outside the Midway in the Big Red Circus Wagon. And, you know, I've been on the air here for a couple of years. I'm no stranger to South Central Wisconsin. I spent most of my career here. I love this community. It's a blast being at the fair. I've never been able to be at the fair before. So I'm happy to see all the rides and the families and everybody putting work away for the week and just coming together and having some fun.
It is a great place to be. The weather is beautiful. And you know what? We're hooking people up with tickets tonight for all sorts of things. So the first thing is we still have some concert tickets left for Randy Houser tomorrow night. Now, we're making it simple, Aaron, for people to win them. They just have to walk up and say, hey, we heard you on the radio and you got Randy Houser tickets. We're going to hook you up. It's that easy. You don't have to do anything else.
So let me play this out in real time. Hey, I heard you on the radio talking about Randy Houser tickets.
You win.
Hey, woo! Just like that. Okay.
So we're going to make it that easy. So now, that is it before 5 o'clock. So you need to do that in the next 20 minutes. It's 4:40. You got 20 minutes to do that. Then we have monster truck tickets. And we will talk about that later, how you're going to win those.
I feel like you've got some tricks under your short sleeves here.
We do. We definitely do.
But it's still going to be easy. Still going to be super easy to win, we promise. And it's all contained right here on the grounds. You don't have to do anything crazy.
Okay, that's fine.
We keep it easy. That's how we roll at Max FM, as Maddie and I have mentioned a few times today. And so we're going to just give you a little hint Max FM is actually going to be live on location at the Monster Truck Rally for a little bit, too. Apparently, I'm going to jump into Monster Truck. Now,
I wasn't sure if we could divulge that yet or if you were waiting to talk about... Are you ready to be in the Monster Truck?
I honestly don't know. It's going to be very interesting. Wendy's already found out about it on the radio, so we didn't talk about this at home. This is going to be a blast.
You know, Monster Trucks are fun. I mean, we've got Randy Houser who will be here at the fair. I mean, you can't ask for a better talent, especially in country music. And what a beautiful day. I mean... Yeah, it's warm out, but it's summer in Wisconsin because I can guarantee you in 5 months, we will be wishing we were at the Sauk County Fairgrounds.
We will be, and it's not raining. That's your part of this year, and it's been dry the whole time we've been here. So my first year being here, we had severe weather come through here on the very first broadcast ever that I did. We rode it out in the circus wagon. We had ticket booths that got tipped over. We were fine in the circus wagon. With no power.
The year before that, we rode it out in a tornado, literally. Literally, there was a tornado warning. They had to evacuate the grounds to the school down the street, and we were doing live updates with Corey Hartman back at the studio. Drew Smith and myself were out here doing the live updates from the grounds. We step out. We're pretty sure we were going to get electrocuted because we sit in kind of a low area. There was water up to our shins when we stepped out of the circus wagon. So the fact that there's no rain, this is good stuff.
Is there anything you can't do in a circus wagon at this point?
And, you know, speaking of Drew Smith, he must have known we were talking
about this.
Oh, my gosh. The man, the myth, the legend, Drew Smith, walking in the grounds.
Riding out in the tornado.
Yes. And so, similar story. When we were here, I had to jump down in the water. We didn't know what we were getting into. So 2 years in a row. So this has been the best fair ever, Aaron. I kid you not. Beautiful weather. Plus, in combined meet you tonight.
Well, you know what? I'm just happy to be here. It's happy to have the whole team together on the air and not just in our own little respective hours of the day. Sauk County Fairgrounds, that's where we're at with 99.7 Max FM. Come on by and say that you heard us talking about giving you Randy Houser tickets and you could be a winner just by uttering those words. Again, we're at the Big Red Circus Wagon right here at the Sauk County Fair outside of the Midway, 99.7 Max FM.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather-related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade, and if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. And check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Step back in time with Tin Roof Dairy, Baraboo's gym for sweet treats. Indulge in our 32 flavors of creamy ice cream or sip on our nostalgic homemade sodas poured by Uniform Soda Jerks. Celebrate your birthday with us and enjoy a free ice cream treat. Visit Tin Roof Dairy on 3rd Avenue for a delightful blast from the past. Open Tuesday to Sunday, noon to 6 p.m. Call us at 608-448-4004 or find us online at tinroofdairy.com. Tin Roof Dairy, where every scoop is a memory made.
Need a little more color in your life? Now's your chance to brighten your world and flex your artistic muscles as you create a beautiful painting, mosaic, or wood-burning project with classes through Brushes and Bubbly. They offer public or private, online or in-person paint classes and parties. Nurture your inner Van Gogh or Picasso by creating your very own masterpiece. Call Brushes and Bubbly at 608-718-8282 to find out about paint lessons today.
Searching for a friendly bar to hang out and play some pool? Tar Benders with Sass is just the place. Whether you are enjoying your favorite beverage, shooting free pool on Thursdays, or doing some line dancing, you will be having a good time at Reedsburg's Tar Benders with Sass, a new bar in a historic downtown building. Tar Benders with Sass, located at 326 Main Street, Reedsburg. Tar Benders with Sass opens every day at 3 p.m. Friendly people serving great drinks.
Would you like to learn more about Baraboo's charming historic downtown?
How would you like to find out the spine-tingling details of Baraboo's haunted history? Or would you like to experience an exciting ride in a rickshaw with a friendly tour guide? Baraboo Tours offers all of this and so much more. Call 608-963-2821 to book your Baraboo Tour today.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight with a low only in the mid-60s. For the weekend, partly sunny, a few storms, some could be strong, hot and humid with highs upper 80s to 90. After another warm day Monday and a chance of storms, temperatures cool considerably, 70s for highs for the rest of next week. Looking for a scenery change? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 85. 99.7.
More 99.7 Max FM.
You're insecure, don't know what for. You're turning heads when you walk through the door. Don't need makeup to cover up. Being the way that you are is
You're being shy. And turn away when I look into your eyes. You flip your hair, gets me overwhelmed. But when you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell.
Believe.
Lisa, Lisa, and Cult Jam. 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's Aaron live from the Sauk County Fairgrounds. We're right outside the Midway, inside the big red circus wagon. I don't know why I said it like that, but it kind of has a little, you know.
It's a big red circus wagon. It's exciting stuff when you're out here.
Big red circus wagon. But seriously, it is a beautiful day. We're kicking off the weekend here at the fair where it is, I mean, people are coming in, they're beeping, they're saying hello. We're right as you enter the fair by the Midway.
Yes, the walking gate.
But it's Friday nights, the beverages are flowing, the food is ready to go, the rides are here, and this is quintessential summers in Wisconsin.
First of all, let's just talk about how amazing the grounds smell right now.
Oh, yes.
I mean, the food, as you mentioned, is flowing plentifully out here, and you can smell it coming from every single one of these stands. It's absolutely incredible. Also, it doesn't hurt that we're right next to the barbecue stand, right? I mean, hello. So we've got that going for us. We've got the 4-H stand behind us. They're grilling up some burgers. And then we also want to mention the fire and EMS stand, because Andy just stopped by, who works over at the fire department, and they were getting ready for their for grilling up some food here tonight. And, of course, they're doing it for proceeds, and he had to stop by and say hello. So it was pretty awesome.
Stop by here. Say hello. We've got some stuff for you, perhaps. You never know. You never know what we have here.
So we still have Randy Houser tickets. I'm getting directions from, like, everybody. I got stuff coming in my phone. Dave's, like, giving me sign language here. All right. So Randy Houser tickets.
Dave's running the board right now because we're not capable of doing this
too much
because we're busy talking.
Fun, let me tell you. All right. So Randy Houser tickets, if you still come up.